Perfect. We don't have to do minutes.
That's right. Okay.
I'll entertain a motion to start the meeting.
I make a motion to begin our meeting.
Have a motion? Second, further discussion, seeing none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. Appreciate everybody being here. First item on the agenda.
Minutes.
Minutes, yeah. But yeah, we'll start with the minutes.
Okay, so it was on November 13th, 2025. Brent went over the financial statement. Year to date, we had brought in $738,000 and we had spent $1.1 million. So we had dipped into a prior balance. Money had spent $117,000 on mag, $50,000 on oil, $110,000 on striping, $339,000 on equipment, and $441,000 on other items. We should receive another deposit by the end of the year, but we weren't positive. And then we also had spent money from the last meeting was $50,000 on oil. Oh, wait. $110,000 on striping, $26,000 on spreading of mag. Purchased a dozer for $207,000. The audit fee. And then also on asphalt. And then for the budget of 2026, the current budget will be for $838,000 for total revenue, spending $11,000 on other operating expenses, capital purchases of $950,000, leaving $56,000. And that was pretty much it.
Any further discussions or additions or comments?
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
I second. A motion and second, further discussion. Seeing none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. Financial statement review.
So no change to the financial statements from last time.
Perfect.
So, yep. Thought we'd just jump into the budget. And of course, these are not final numbers yet. And if that deposit comes in, then I'll add that to that's what it theoretically would be. This is just an estimate. I don't remember what the balance is. What was it last time I told you?
I wasn't here.
The balance was like 300 and something.
I think it's around 2 something.
2 something.
But
well, there it is. Beginning total fund balance 223.
That's beginning of the year.
It was roughly that.
I assume like it was around the 200 ish, the mid 200s, if I remember right. But anyway, so this is an estimate of the way things could look by the next few weeks. So if we end the year with the numbers I have down here, this would just be the budget then for 2026 as well. But I think we're going to come in under $1 million by a ways, which really doesn't change a lot. Technically, we don't have to have the audit, so they charge us less. But our transactions are so small anyhow that they're basically performing a full-blown audit every time they review.
They're going to look at everything.
It's so easy to do.
Yeah.
Only three, you know. There's more than that. But it's all right there. It just takes us anyway. So they're basically doing a full-blown audit. Anyhow, they just charge us like $700 less, I think, or $500 less. Yeah. But technically, they have to kick out a different type of report, a full-blown audit report. But it's all based off the exact same information. They're not performing any extra work. Their report's all canned, you know, so it's really simple. but nonetheless, I think we're going to be under that $1 million. So
our last meeting, that was our public hearing, correct?
Yes.
So we just adopt this. We don't need to do that again.
No, we only have one public hearing.
Right. So as a tentative budget, unless we get a deposit, it won't change.
No, it won't. Well, interest will change a little bit. There are going to be a couple of little things.
Just minor.
But it's, yeah, unless that deposit's significant. So other than that, what you see is what we're going to have for 2025 as well.
So anybody's guess.
Yeah, well, gas keeps going down.
Yeah, it's like when the Republicans are in, this is way down.
Yeah.
District funds are way down.
Yeah.
Every time, it seems like.
It's like commodity prices for farmers.
Yeah, farmers are, yeah. Republicans are the worst thing for farmers.
I know you guys should be voting for the Democrats.
Oh, yeah. And then the Democrats get in and the price of corn goes up and fertilizer doubles.
Yeah.
So the state's coming up with something. I don't know if they're going to do it next year or not. They have to paint every road that's over a 30-mile-an-hour road.
Paint?
Paint.
Why? And they're going to pay for it?
I bet it goes up $300,000-$400,000 for the amount of roads we have that don't have paint right now that will have to have paint.
So it's more than 30.
30 miles an hour, so it sounds like we're going to have to
just lower the speed limit.
Yeah, I was getting yelled at for farmers about that.
You believe that?
I lowered the speed limit in Flowell just down to 30 miles an hour on those two bottom streets.
Oh.
And I got Kelby on me, rear-ended about it. I told him 7 to 9, but he says it takes two more trucks to haul his silage because he can't go fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, I understand, but, you know, bottom line, yeah, don't you say residential? Yeah.
Plate 7.
And I told him, I says, you're a bishop or a state council. I says, don't you care about people? I think I'm getting mad. It's like, this is bullcrap, man.
When I was in there, you know, they used to want to do the road from Meadow to Tenosh. It was 55 and everybody wanted 65, so they wouldn't get a ticket.
Yeah. The
Carlings would come in and throw a fit. Oh. Every time. Our kids are standing out there waiting for the bus.
Yeah.
You know, every morning, and everybody's going 80 miles an hour anyway.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's going to get killed. And
yeah.
Safety is an issue.
But yeah, that might be a big cost to the roads now. So hopefully not, but I heard it's going to come to effect next year.
Straight Stripe will be busy, huh?
They'll be, yeah.
Do they have like a cousin that just became a legislator or something?
Something that came out of there, yeah. What's that?
Probably. It's usually what happens.
Yeah.
Anything that's not posted is usually 45 or 55 that ain't posted.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The Cedar Mountain Road's 55. Be nice if it was 65.
Yeah. So we're going to widen now. That's a big project we're doing next year. It'll be all new asphalt widening.
I could not quite go 55 when I was going to commissioner yesterday, and so I like, all right, that's an EX truck in front of me, but it's not a deputy, so I passed it going about 70.
Oh, and dang.
4 minutes later, they pulled me over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a detective.
Oh, no.
Brother Turner, he said, you're going too fast. And yeah. And I said, oh, and he said, let me see your license. And I said, I left it home.
So
he says, well, I have to admit, I don't even have a ticket booker. I'd write you a ticket. So just slow down.
I think it's fast every morning going on the road. There's people blowing by me going over 100.
I was figuring they're doing 90.
Yeah. And I had Mike Black go down there and sit there, and they were all doing over 100 when he nailed them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. They were going so fast.
That road's narrow.
They, you know, it's like this.
Yeah.
It's got a super crown.
Yeah.
We're going to take it out and widen it a lot. So it saved us $1.5 million to do that.
I remember
when it's a dirt road once. We did it ourselves.
You do remember that?
I remember when it's a dirt road.
I went 90 miles an hour with that Phillips, 90 miles an hour down that dirt road.
Yeah.
He went 90 everywhere we went.
Yeah.
It didn't matter where we were going.
I have a friend that has a wreck on there, Mike Evans. Do you know him? He was a school teacher over here.
Mm-hmm.
He wrecked the Geo Metro on that road.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, let me speak up.
Gotta make it straight where it comes from.
I would love to. That's going to be the problem here if it's going to do 65 at that intersection.
Yeah. Mark can't keep his fence up.
No, there's a telephone pole right there, too.
Yeah, too.
So we got to be careful enough as we make it how nice we make it. No one kill anybody.
Have to put a speed bump 100 yards up the road and then have a yard sale sign. Everybody can just buy whatever they want.
Entertaining motion to accept the budget the finalized budget is proposed tonight for 2026.
So moved.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor signify by aye. Let's see, other business. What are you gonna spend your money on this year? This coming year, mag and oil?
And good equipment, it's like nothing's changed, nothing's been changed. County's being pretty good as far as keeping up with fuel and tires and that, so.
How about equipment?
It's county, we feel pretty good buying equipment with county lately. So we'll buy some, but I don't know, this paint thing's gonna scare me. So I don't spend extra $300,000-$400,000 in paint.
Are you still backing off on mag?
No, we're keeping the same. We put more down last year than we did.
Is there any way you could, as commissioners, talk to our state representative and get him to back off of that?
You know what? I pretty much just said they don't really care what we say.
I know, they don't care what we say in another county.
On the paint or?
Or
anything.
Bridger, he doesn't do nothing?
I called him, or I texted him twice, trying to get him to, well, in fact, UAC was against that bill to make it so the state takes over all energy.
Right.
And UAC was calling all of the representatives and senators. They still passed it. They don't care.
Well, that's because Brandy was at the negotiating table and she thought it was such a good thing to start with. And then they hijacked it. And she texted me and said, oh, this can be the best thing for the counties and everything. And I'm like, I read that. What are you talking about? And then later she's like, oh, yeah, well, they like changed some stuff and basically took it over. Wasn't the original bill. And I'm just like, yeah, that happens. But I'm like,
us rural counties where all the energy development's at, it's going to kill us.
Well,
not going to kill us, but man, we'd be really sitting pretty if they just leave us alone.
The legislature. There's something on rural counties where it's more than like miles of roads, like his house going out, of course.
They should exempt out like class, what are classes, three or two, three and four, or three and four or something? What are we a three or a four?
Class B.
Well, they have it like Salt Lake's like a class one and two and.
I think we're a four.
Four, I think we're a four. They should exempt out, you know, three and four, just make one and two do that.
But they also pay us more for the mag too. Like if we put mag on a roll, that should be an upgrade. Because they do, you know, like a two or a five for gravel oil. They should do a three or four for oil or for mag. Which, you know, they don't listen, probably they don't care.
Did they change the B road formula last year?
Not that I know of.
Or this year? I thought they're doing an overhaul and we were going to get more money.
That would be good.
I don't know.
But I talked to the Speaker of the House last summer, Mike Schultz, and I said that bill is killing us rural counties because that's where all the energy development is. There was actually another bill that was for all industry, and they were going to, the state was going to take over all new industry and they would collect all the taxes and then get back whatever they wanted. But all the urban places voted that down, all their representatives and senators, because they have more say than us rural people. So they voted that down and they got the rural money instead. And I told Mike, I said, you guys are just picking on us. And he goes, well, I know it looks that way, but we want to get rid of the state income tax. And so we've got to get the revenue somewhere. It's like, you're still picking on us.
Well, all right. Any other business?
Yeah. We just got to work through this transition between Melissa and Jenna.
And I forgot to get a hold of Jenna this last week or two, so that's my fault.
When will we meet again?
Well,
that would be,
let's,
we need to be transitioned before then.
Let's have you get with Jenna, and then Jenna and Melissa can get together, and then they can call the meeting next quarter.
All right.
Does that work, Melissa?
Yeah, that'll work.
We're hoping you'll train Jenna.
Sorry, I didn't get a hold of her. I saw her the other day and I completely spaced it off.
No problem. I think the next meeting is in like March. Yeah. Actually.
Let's do that. And then we'll just have Melissa work with Jenna and get the next meeting going. And then we'll have to get her as a signer on the bank account. All the login information, all that kind of stuff.
Did you find out if we have to do a complete new card or just?
I haven't looked. Okay. Let's go that route and then we'll be moving along. So.
Right. Sounds good.
Anyone else have any other business?
All of our training is up to date now. We did that. We did that last year, but do we have anything else? They tie that with the audit typically, don't they?
Every year they check that. Yeah. And there's a public records training I have to do every year too.
Do we have to do that one?
No.
No. Okay.
Just the treasurer.
Okay.
So we've got all that.
Sweet.
So we're good. I say we get out of here.
Well,
I second that.
I have a second. All in favor, please stand.
You can do that.
See you, Melissa.
Perfect. Yeah, thanks.